USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Atlanta's Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said she will follow some other cities in the state of Georgia and defy the Republican governor with a mandatory mask order.
We decided to give it a moment just to see what the governor and the state's response would be to these other cities mandating masks, and I am signing an order today to do the same in Atlanta.
Lance Bottoms revealed 2 days ago that she tested positive for the virus. New Jersey's coronavirus numbers are going down, yet Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now mandatory.
We were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say if you can't socially distance, it's going to be required.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States has now surpassed 3 million. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the religious rights of employers, allowing the Trump administration to let them opt out of providing no-cost birth control coverage. The rule change could cause nearly 130,000 women to lose birth control coverage. Melissa Reed is with Planned Parenthood in Pennsylvania.
No one should be at the mercy of their employer in order to receive essential health care. As such, we will continue to do everything we can to provide care for our patients no matter what.
Studies show that the HPV vaccine can prevent certain cancers. Now, the American Cancer Society is recommending it be administered at earlier ages than previously offered. Tom Hansen has more.
While the HPV vaccine is routinely recommended at age 11 or 12, it can be given as early as age 9. Now the American Cancer Society is encouraging healthcare providers to start offering the cancer-preventing vaccine sooner.
This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A top White House official is reminding Americans to continue to take precautions as the coronavirus pandemic continues. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump has sent some mixed messages about things like wearing face coverings and other steps to reduce the spread of COVID-19, but his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, told reporters outside the White House on Wednesday that if Americans want the U.S. economy to rebound, they do need to take such precautions.
You must get tested if you're in a hot spot. Must. You've got to social distance. You've got to wear face masks or face coverings if you can't distance, and you probably should wear them anyway if you're in a hot spot.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Due to the coronavirus pandemic, banks across the country will be rolling in big bucks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, which loaned small businesses money from the Small Business Administration, banks will be receiving over $24 billion in fees, with JPMorgan Chase Company and Bank of America splitting between $1.5 billion and $2.6 billion in fees. More than 30 banks across the country, including dozens of community banks and some lenders with more than $1 billion in assets, could generate fees that surpass their 2019 net revenue before set-asides for loan losses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.